It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Last week, we mentioned that we forwarded a question to NPR from listener Antoinette. She had asked, is it true that NPR will not include Bernie Sanders as a viable candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination? Well, NPR released a statement in response to questions of this type, and they referred specifically to a story titled Biden Fuels Speculation of Presidential Run with College Affordability Speech. NPR says the reference in that conversation to Clinton basically running against herself was intended to mean that her campaign is being buffeted in large part by issues related to things she's done, including using a private email server rather than by attacks from other campaigns. We understand and apologize that the inference was not clear to some listeners. We did not intend to suggest that Clinton is not facing competition from Senator Sanders. We also agree that a mention of the challenge posed by the Sanders campaign would have been appropriate and helpful to include. NPR goes on to cite 15 examples of coverage of Senator Sanders, which we will post with this week's feedback on WEKU.fm. And we had another comment about a recent Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me show. This one from listener Bob, who writes, the piece on the Auschwitz showers was the ultimate in insensitivity. When I thought the piece was over, Peter Sagal and the guests continued to make jokes about it. Shame on you. We're interested in your feedback. Send it by email to weku at eku.edu. Leave a voicemail message at 859-622-1657. Post on Facebook or the website, or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning at 6:49 and 8:49, or in the afternoon at 5:33 on 889-WEKU.